It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Morning to you, Martin.
Morning, Gillian.
Interesting. Trash into cash. Houses are being built with material recovered from polluted Mpumalanga mine water.
Yeah, this is the acid mine drainage curse. People see it as a curse, but that water can also be mined. And, you know, Anglo-American and BHP Billiton, the two biggest companies in coal mining out in Mpumalanga, they are turning that acid mine drainage into potable water. We know that. They're supplying it into the municipality and the people are drinking that water. But also they're looking further. They're mining the water. They're miners, of course. And what they can get out of that are minerals. And one of the minerals that they've extracted is gypsum. And now they've turned that gypsum into bricks and they're building houses with the bricks. So there's 66 houses have been built. I've walked through some of them. I mean, they look fabulous. And now they're going to build another 300. And they're building them at slightly lower cost. So that's not where the saving is, really. The big saving is not having to transport this waste to a landfill site and provide the landfill site as well. So they're making use of this material. So the more they can make use of that acid mine drainage, we've seen other people do it. I mean, they've got nitrates out of it. They gave the nitrates to African explosives. They created explosives. We saw the explosives work. So there's money in muck, as they say.
Sounds absolutely extraordinary. Do you think it's a solution for the acid mine drainage problem here in Johannesburg?
I think it is a solution. Some people say that they need perhaps more water. They need to combine that acid mine drainage with the normal sewage and effluent that you've got and then also mine the sewage and effluent for its phosphates, which could create some fertilizer material.
Pick and Pay is picking the sun rather than Eskom for its future electricity supply. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, you know, Pick and Pay, we're supposed to pick the most there and pay the least. Well, they're starting to do their own picking. And you can see now they're looking to sun energy to energize themselves. And if you're traveling on to Pretoria on that freeway close to Modderfontein, you look to the right and see that big warehouse, that distribution center, massive big place that Pick and Pay, that roof is now covered with solar panels and they can get 150 kilowatts. A watt of electricity out of that, turn the direct current into alternating current and supply that big distribution center. But the big story behind it, of course, is that people are seeing that there's a business case here. You know, with the Eskom rates going up and poised to go up on quite a continual basis, they're saying, well, you know, we can actually produce this electricity at lower cost. And over a 10-year period, this will be a payback. At the same time, you know, they've got that independence. If there are blackouts, they've got their own electricity. And then along the way, you've got carbon credits. I mean, they're keeping 6,000 tons of carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, and there are credits that they can claim for that. So you can actually turn it into a bit of a revenue stream as well.
And saving money by going green.
Saving money by going green, and they could market that greenness.
And what about this other story, Johannesburg, one of 20 global cities where revolutionary new school tuition may be introduced?
I mean, this is an incredible idea that the Americans are introducing. They will start this new school in Manhattan next year, but this school will be one school in 20 world cities. So the kids, what they learn in New York, they'll be learning in Johannesburg through new technology. What they learn in Mumbai, they'll be learning in Beijing. And there will be also some compulsory languages, and one of the compulsory languages is going to be Chinese. Some of these kids at certain stages could be doing Mandarin, their mathematics in Mandarin, for instance. And they're trying to create an ethos as one school, but many different countries. And the kids will go in from the age of 3, toddlers, all the way up to the age of 18. So you've got the kindergarten to the matric. The cost is going to be quite astronomical. I mean, they've raised their first 500 million rand. We're talking rand here to $75 million from private equity funds. That is to rebuild this edifice that they have at Manhattan. That will be the starting point. And then they anticipate the cash flows from that will be raised to buy these other locations, including Johannesburg. They've put Johannesburg on the list. So the tuition fees are like astronomical. I mean, in rand terms, I don't even want to mention them, but dollars, about $40,000 a year. Yet they couldn't keep the people out. When they put these ads into the New York Times and they put them into the Wall Street Journal, there was only standing room. The people were just flocking in to get their kids in early. And this idea is to go from kindergarten, you know, right up into the deep teens and to have one school, one ethos. And people will learn the same in Sydney as they're doing in Moscow. And it will be through modern technology. And they'll also have interaction between each other. So it's going to be an interesting experiment.
That sounds amazing. Any ideas to a location in Johannesburg?
I'm sure it'll be Sandton, in Sandton, but they haven't actually bought anything that they've disclosed. Their first couple of meetings have taken place in New York, and people have been flocking to them, and they've been laying out their plans. And the name Johannesburg has come up.
Interesting. Well, Martin Creamer, thank you so much. Martin is the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.